Hi, welcome back to Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. I'm Pangeline Edwards, your host. And today, let me tell you, fear is running through the streets and it's looking for someone to latch onto. Please don't let it be you. February was an extremely stressful and traumatic month for me. Within the space of 3 weeks, I find abnormalities on my left and right breast, confirmed with a sonogram, have aspirations of 2 cysts and biopsy of the third. To make things a little more interesting, I find out that I have ankle tendonitis. I must take a break from strenuous exercise, and you know how much I love to exercise. And now this. Coronavirus. Everybody locked in place. Or social distancing, keeping away from everybody else, working remotely from home. Fear is running through the streets and it's looking for someone to latch on to. Many times we make a decision to do something different. We want a change in our lives. Perhaps we're tired of living with mediocrity or we know that there must be more to life than just surviving. More often than not, this desire is our purpose calling to us to remind us that we still have quite a way to go and we need to pick up the pace. And then along comes something to stop us in our track. Right now, it's this virus. It's put an entire world on lockdown. But there's no reason to give up now. In fact, you may want to look at things from a different perspective. We all get excited and we make plans and we start preparing for the challenges and suddenly something comes to throw us off track, to make us lose our balance. And if we're not careful, we stumble and fall. But you're not going to do that. We may even find it so hard to get back that we give up right there. But now is not the time to throw in the towel. Like I said, fear is running through the streets. It's looking for someone to latch onto, and it's not going to be you or me. Because unrealistic fear wants you to do just that. Quit, stop, give up, don't go any further. But you are not going to give it any satisfaction whatsoever. Now's the time to double down on your plans, to double down on your goals, to double down on your aspirations. In this time of social distancing and working remotely and avoiding crowds, now is a time for you to look and reflect on what you've wanted to do, what you haven't been able to do, and realize this is an opportunity for you to get things done. It's a time for you to draw upon your accomplishments and successes thus far and do some positive self-talk. Trust me, during the whole ordeal in February, unrealistic fear, negative self-talk was having a field day with me. Words like cancer, disability, and even death were mentioned more than once, but I counteracted the attacks with the knowledge that I had both the problems at hand. The knowledge of the problems I had at hand and my capabilities. I've seen these problems before and I knew what to do. You may not have seen coronavirus before, But you've seen other problems and you know what to do. And we now have the facts. We now know what we need to do to be safe, to be prepared, and to get through this pandemic. Remember, a pandemic doesn't mean death. What a pandemic is a situation, as in this coronavirus, is spreaded over a wide area. In this case, it's a global virus. That's why it's a pandemic. So you're not alone in this. We're all going through the same situation. So we've got to take hope that the powers that be are trying their best to overcome this. They're trying to find a solution to bring this virus and this epidemic to a successful close. In the meantime, we do what we have to do, which is stay calm, be at peace, stop the worrying. Fear of the unknown will have you panicking, will have you being paralyzed, thinking strange and wrong thoughts. But that's not you. That's not you. Fear may be running through the streets, looking for someone to latch onto, but it's not going to be you, because you're prepared, you know what to do, and you also know that this too will pass. Okay? So I want you to do what you need to do. Look at your plans again. Think about the strategies you can use to start your business, to do your online business, your online classes. The need is now. The time is ripe for you to be prepared for what's coming next. Things will change. It always does after something big like this. But you will be ready. Let fear run through the streets, but it's not going to latch on to you, because you are an overcomer. Okay, folks, that's all I have for you today. If you need more words of encouragement, motivation, inspiration, then head on over to Kick Fear Now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and there you'll find some words to help you get through these trying times that we're trying to get through. Let's make it a peaceful, calm, stress-free day today. Okay? Once again, you're listening to Pangeline Edwards on Kick Fear Now, the place where fear takes a back seat. And I'll talk to you soon. Make it an action-packed day today in whatever you are doing.